My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
So Ukraine is going to get money from frozen Russian assets, but at the same time, Russia is going straight for Ukraine's economy. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Now, I'm going to start with the better news for Ukraine first. EU ambassadors have agreed to give the country the profits from frozen Russian assets to buy weapons. And those assets are currently generating more than $3 billion a year. The BBC's Nikki Cardwell has more on that one.
The financial assets were frozen after the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022, and there's been a fierce debate about what to do with them ever since. Moscow has threatened the West with a severe response and endless legal challenges if the money is touched. Earlier this year, the EU agreed to use the interest generated, but many countries were unhappy about the 25% taxes and fees that Belgium would collect on the money. Diplomatic sources say Belgium has now agreed to donate the taxes to Ukraine.
Nikki Cardwell there. At the same time, though, Russia is increasing its tax on Ukraine's infrastructure, which are causing power cuts in nine regions. Ukraine's former infrastructure minister, Vladimir Omelian, says that this is a direct attack on Ukraine's economy.
Concerning the status of power stations, they are heavily damaged, and it will be very hard for us even to pass this summer, and we can only imagine how tough it will be in wintertime. The goal is very obvious. They would like to stop Ukrainian production and economy because since 2023 we heavily invest, thanks to support of our allies, into military production of all different weapons. And Russians understand the only way to win is to kill the economy, not only our army and our people.
That was Ukraine's former infrastructure minister, Vladimir Omelian. Now, let's do the numbers. The value of China's exports are doing a lot better. Exports were down 7.5% in March, but were up 1.5% in April. The value of its imports also rose, with oil imports up by 5.45% from a year ago. The president of South Korea, Yoon Suk-yeol, has announced that he wants to create a new ministry that addresses the country's low birth rate, calling it a national emergency. Experts warn that the country's population of 51 million could nearly halve by the end of the century if current birth rates persist. The BBC's Jean McKenzie reports.
The number of children women here are expected to have in their lifetime is now just 0.72. The new ministry would look at how to convince people to have more babies and how to tackle the social fallout in a population that's ageing fast. The president's announcement follows the crushing defeat of his party in last month's parliamentary elections, when he was criticised for being out of touch with the public. Today, he promised to fix the country's problems.
Jean McKenzie there. Baidu, it is China's big search engine, and right now it's dealing with a public relations headache after its own PR boss made some videos on social media that struck a nerve. Here's the BBC's Mariko Oi.
Her name is Chu Jing, and she basically released some video clips on TikTok's Chinese version called Zhou Yin, portraying herself as a tough-as-nails manager. And get this, she said that she has no responsibility for her staff's personal well-being. She also said that she's so devoted to the company that she doesn't know what grade her son is in. That's cool. And she also said that she has the power to make sure anyone who complains about her won't ever find a job in the industry. So as you can imagine, it caused a huge controversy and outcry. And many people have started coming out talking about how, you know, she often emails you at 1 a.m. making you work over the weekend and so on. So really a public relations nightmare.
Mariko Oi there. And just to let you know that the PR boss has since apologized. China's President Xi Jinping is wrapping up his visit to Europe today in Hungary. Now, other European countries are pretty worried about China's impact on green technology sector there. But Hungary is welcoming Chinese investment with open arms. It's attracted companies like the world's largest EV battery maker, CATL, and not everyone is happy about it. The BBC's Nick Thorpe has more.
A CATL áttörést ért el a lítium-ion akkumulátorok életciklusának meghosszabbításával.
A promotion video for CATL's new Giga battery factory in eastern Hungary, a $7.3 billion investment. To land it, the Hungarian government promised more than $800 million, one-tenth of the total investment, in tax and infrastructure incentives. CATL factories in Hungary and Germany will be key suppliers for car manufacturers across Europe. Noemi Schiedlo is CATL spokeswoman.
Hungary is in the center of Europe, so it was obvious to choose this location. Also because the Hungarian government and the local government in Debrecen were kind of helpful in this process.
While other countries in Europe are wary of Chinese influence, Hungary is bending over backwards to attract Chinese firms. There are now 17 flights a week between Budapest and Chinese cities. The government's critics warn that by offering cheap labour, cheap land and government incentives, Hungary will become over-dependent on Chinese and South Korean foreign direct investment. Balázs Orbán is political director in Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government. I caught up with him at an event to launch his new book.
There is a certain stage always, 10, 20 years of time, when you have to engage as much FDI as you can, keep wages down and get technological transfer and know-how from there.
But when wages go up, won't those companies leave?
Until that moment, we have to create our own industry.
But in the Debrecen region, civil society groups have sprung up to oppose all the battery factories being built just to the south of the city. Eva Kozma, one of the mothers of Mikepecs, is worried about pollution from heavy metals.
None of us mothers are against green cars, but it is incredibly unfair that they built such an enormous factory here without asking the local people.
CATL spokeswoman Noemi Schiedlo is trying to reassure the mothers.
We have to and will, as in all of our production sites, fulfill all the environmental requirements of the European Union and the Hungarian environmental law.
By 2031, Chinese, South Korean and Japanese factories in Europe are expected to supply two-thirds of all battery demand across the EU. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán is gambling on Hungary attracting a major slice of the investment pie and playing a central role in the new green energy storage economy.
That was Nick Thorpe in Hungary, and I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.